Member Week is here at Lowe's. That means it's time for MyLowe's Rewards members to save big with up to 40% off hundreds of items like appliances, tools, home essentials, and more. Plus, get free standard shipping. Shop these exclusive member-only savings now through October 15th. Not a rewards member? Join for free today. Free standard shipping not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You just called her fat.
No.
You just called her. Hey, no. So how much you weigh now, girl?
Has there been anything that that annoys you more that he does or?
No, I'm perfect. I am. No. Part of my genes are in her now.
I know. It's eating my brain cells.
That's a crazy comment, bro. With the baby announcement on TikTok.
The funniest one is says guava releases juice.
Yeah. Y'all are wild, dude. Tell them about your cravings.
Yeah.
Like currently?
You gotta hear this.
We got the baby papa and the baby mama.
Hello there.
In the house.
Hi. Yeah. Yay. Welcome in. Yeah, she's pregnant, everyone.
What?
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. That's crazy.
Yep. Yep. How are you feeling?
I'm fine. Tired. Yeah.
How's pregnancy?
I'm handling it better than I thought I would.
Yeah. I think you're doing an amazing job. I think you're freaking... I think you downplay yourself a lot, and I think you're doing amazing. Just letting you know. I tell her that every time. Like, you're doing great. She's like, ah, yeah.
Is there anything that you need help with now that you're like, man, this is dumb, but you used to do it on your own, like shaving your legs or something. You're just like, I can't reach it. And so, do you shave your legs now?
Yeah, I do. I do.
Oh, really?
I shave your legs. I shave everything.
He ties my shoes. He has to help me put my shoes on.
I bought her
Do you have the sock thing to help put the socks and shoes on?
Yeah.
He bought a really long one that's like
super long. It's like a selfie stick. You can literally go like that. It's pretty nice.
Does it help? You like it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I got her shoes without shoelaces.
Oh.
So that way no one has to tie her shoes at work.
Because my coworkers had to tie my shoes at work. It's so embarrassing.
I'm like, oof. Yeah,
so you just slip-ons live off now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Slip-ons.
Okay.
Yeah, shout out to Brooks. They have good slip-on shoes.
Oh, okay.
Brooks.
Mm-hmm.
You go...
That's Is there pregnancy shoes? Is that a thing?
Probably.
Oh.
I mean, anything comfy.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. I mean, just pregnancy in general, just try to be comfy as possible, right?
What's the weight difference? Like so if I wore a weighted vest, how much would the weighted vest be that you have to carry on every day, all the time, and sleep in?
You just called her fat.
No.
You just called her. Hey, no. So how much you weigh now, girl?
I said weighted
vest. That's what I heard in my mind.
I said weighted vest. Not how much you weigh now, but like throughout pregnancy, like for a normal person, what's the normal weight?
It depends. It depends on, because I feel like every woman is different.
Yeah.
And then it depends on like how tall you are.
So it can range from like 10 to like 20 or 30 pounds or something?
I think, yeah. Some people, I think I've seen some people gain like over 50, 60 pounds, depending on how, if they have like other complications.
Oh, not just because of baby, because the water weight and everything. And like,
I think just how their body is. And like, because you have like the baby, then you have like your uterus is expanding, then you have all the fluid in your body.
What's the lightest you've heard of?
Oh,
that somebody's.
I don't know.
I feel like it's
I don't
healthy.
Look at those facts.
Because like sometimes I do see like, and like somebody tells me they're pregnant. I didn't even know, and they're like far along too, and I didn't even know. I'm like, what? I thought you were just like.
I have never seen
not
that.
Worked out in a while.
I don't know.
Yeah, some women
don't like the weight gain, so they kind of. Is that what you're saying?
No. It's not that they can't control it. They're just super skinny. So when they get pregnant, they're still skinny. But pregnant, and it's hard to tell.
Yeah,
they just don't show.
Yeah, they just don't show.
Some women
are
like that too.
Oh, well, I don't know.
Or some people show depends. Easy.
Yeah. But the doctor said she's doing great. She's like average. She's like in the middle. Like every time we go, it's like, oh, you gained this amount of weight. That's freaking the average. That's awesome. Yeah. I'm like, oh, I mean, the best you could really hope for is just to make sure, I don't know, just hoping everything is okay the whole time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like her, every time we go to appointments, she gets all nervous.
Yeah. You're really
and
nervous.
I get nervous that she's nervous because you don't know what they're going to say at the end, like the results,
yeah.
dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
So every time we get out and it's a good news, we treat ourselves to, I don't know, Din Tai Fung.
Usually Din Tai Fung. After every appointment.
Mm-hmm.
I've been super on a freaking, I hate it, on a sugar, like trying to cut sugar a little bit. Not like all the way, but just a healthy amount.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I have been doing so bad my whole life.
Mm.
I was like, what? You know, one box of Mike and Ike's is 55 grams of sugar. The daily intake recommendation for a man is 36 grams of sugar.
And you eat a box of Mike and Ike's a day?
No, I don't. But oh. I've definitely eaten at least 50 boxes of Mike and Ike's. That's not even counting hot tamales in my life.
Which ones are the Mike and Ike's?
It's the little...
The green ones.
The jelly... The one that looks like pills.
It's like a green box, yeah.
I don't really like those.
Pills. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd understand if it was like the watermelon Sour Patch.
Yeah, it's probably the same amount. So one bag of watermelon Sour Patch is...
Dang.
2 days worth of sugar.
You would be horrible in pregnancy.
Yeah. Well, for a female, it's less.
Yeah.
It's 25 grams is the recommended. But for a pregnant, I looked it up, is 50. So you get to double it.
Yeah.
But she's still
less sugar recently, which
is that
great.
A thing?
Yeah, because you can develop gestational diabetes during pregnancy.
Mm-hmm. What's that mean? Wait.
That means the baby.
Diabetes while you're pregnant.
And then it goes away when you're not pregnant?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, it's kinda weird. I think some people it doesn't fully go away depending, mm-hmm. but like for the majority it does go away after you give birth.
Yeah.
But my parents both, I don't want to call them out, they both have it.
Yep.
So I have a history, my family history, so they've been like monitoring me. So I've had to like cut my sugars a lot and like watch them.
Yeah.
Is it hard?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so hard.
Because you just want to eat.
Tell them about because we had to go to the appointment for mm-hmm. a glucose test to mm-hmm. kind of figure out if she has it or not.
Yeah.
Tell them about the process.
What?
It was crazy.
Oh. Yeah,
we were both there.
The testing?
Yeah, the testing. You have to take, so you sit there and for the first one, you don't have to like fast technically, but they encourage you to just eat like a high protein, just not a lot of sugars before. So you go and then you chug 50 grams of glucose, which is like
sugar
of sugar
no. water
just yep. a sugar drink,
but imagine the Mike and
Ike's
in
a Gatorade form
you just chug it in 5 minutes and then they draw your blood like I think an hour or the first one is an hour later, and then I was like right at the threshold, so I had to take the actual test. So the first one's a screening to see like if your body is like processing sugar in the right amount of time. So then when I went back for they call it the 3 hour like test, I went and I had to fast.
How long?
I think it was
like overnight,
like 8 to 10 hours. Mm-hmm. But
okay.
I was at that point, I was so hungry like all mm-hmm. the time.
Mm-hmm.
So the fasting was like, I was so irritable and like I didn't feel good. And then the baby's like kicking like all in my belly because I was so hungry. But then I went and then I had to chug 100 grams of glucose. No, they drew my blood first, which I didn't have food or water. And then I chugged 100 grams of glucose, so it's
that's
double.
That's two Mike and Ike's box.
Two Mike and Ike's
in a Gatorade form.
Well, for a pregnant, like that's only 2 days worth of sugar, but all at once? That's crazy.
In 5 minutes.
In 5 minutes. And then I wait an hour, then they drew my blood 3 times after that, every hour, to see like how my body's processing and if it can break down like the sugars. So I did that, and then luckily I passed, but it was just kind of miserable.
We just had to sit in the hospital for mm-hmm. like 4 hours.
What'd you eat right after?
What did I eat?
Did
you guys go? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Din Tai Fung. But it was just like, dang, just like sitting and waiting and then having her to drink the freaking concentrated sugar and then just waiting and then constantly getting blood drawn every hour.
Like, yeah, my arms were raw.
Did you fast in solidarity?
Yeah, dude, I didn't.
No, he went to the store.
What do you mean? No.
Yeah. You had a coffee.
I had a coffee. Yeah, that's considered fasting.
Did you not eat something?
No.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
But he did go, but then he drank the coffee and I just was sitting there coloring.
What else am I doing for solidarity?
Solidarity?
Yeah. Oh, no seafood, right?
No seafood, no sushi.
Nope.
Uh-huh. You had it one time.
I had it one time.
And it really hurt my feelings.
Yeah, so never again. Never again. I told her though, like, yo, I'm going out with friends. They want poke. I'm going to eat poke. You're like, okay. I came home. I'm mad at you. Yeah. You told me I could eat it.
I thought about it. I was upset.
So that was last time. That was like six months ago.
That was a while ago. Yeah. I remember I was there.
8 months ago. I don't know. Who knows how far you are.
A million months.
I don't care about seafood that much, but I know you guys love it.
Yeah, love.
Yeah.
She loves it.
I'll eat it, but I'm never like, man, I could really go for some seafood.
Yeah, I love raw food.
I'll eat it if it's there.
Yeah,
I'm not. Except poke. Sometimes it
poke is pretty good. Yeah, that's what I eat the most of. Yeah. If I eat seafood, is poke. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What else am I doing under solidarity?
You're eating all my leftovers.
Yup. Yup. Gained 20 pounds.
Really?
Yeah.
You think?
I did. Yeah, I did. I'm sure.
You know you did.
I know I did.
Can you say what you are? No.
When she first got pregnant, I was around like 155.
Yeah.
I'm 175 now, baby.
I'm 155 right now.
Oh, then we swapped. Yeah. So that's me right now.
That's good.
It's good.
How you like it? Is it like?
I mean,
are you tired or?
Yeah. It's heavier to run nowadays. Yeah.
Well, you also got injured too, so that's why
the Toronto one. Yeah. It's hard for me to run.
Dang. So how are you gonna do in this upcoming basketball game?
I'm just gonna pass. I'm not gonna
me
go
too
hard.
I'm neither.
I'm just gonna have fun.
Yep.
I mean, I'm not gonna go hard.
Me
I
either.
Feel like it's better that way sometimes.
I feel like the coach is not even gonna play us that much, because once we get in there, we're just gonna be
if
going
I'm
light.
In I'm gonna be messing around.
Yeah,
I'll
yeah
be, like doing trick shots.
Yeah, just
something.
don't cartoon fall again.
Yeah,
that's how
yeah
you got
why
hurt.
Why did you do that? And then I won't be there to
yeah you won't
yeah I'm gonna have to kiss your boo-boos.
Yeah,
kiss.
And you know I use tongue. That's how you like
ew
it.
How you feel about that?
That's okay.
Yeah, wifey says okay.
Okay.
You know just, if it's an open wound, don't lick it.
We just can't have poke, okay?
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
You can have sushi.
Deal. Any questions?
Yeah.
For us, I guess.
Yeah, so yeah. Like, so as time goes on and you're not able to do as much and you pick up the slack, so like, how's that going right now? Like, at the level, like, you're probably doing all the housework. All the cleaning,
yeah,
all the cooking.
I enjoy it.
Yeah, you like
yeah
it?
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah?
I like clean everything. It just makes the house flow better, I guess.
Have you noticed, like, that you just, like, the amount, like, you just doubled pretty much? Because you guys probably split it before, and now it's all on you.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I don't even see you that often anymore, except for podcasts, because I'm assuming that's why.
Yeah, I'm busy, just prepping, nesting. Yeah, I mean, it's good. I like it a lot. I mean, I didn't know I was going to like this a lot. I think when I figured out she was pregnant, like, something clicked in me. Like, I don't know, like, my ancestors and me just be like, yo, it's time. I got up and started doing everything, that like, naturally.
That's very common. It's the brain chemistry changes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
In a previous podcast, we were talking about the biggest times you have brain changes as a man, and the number one is like when you're a baby and you're like growing, and number two is when you become a father, and number three is puberty. And I was like, what? That your brain changes more than puberty when you go into fatherhood. Yeah.
Did you
that makes sense
had a brain change?
Yeah, I lost a lot of brain cells.
Yeah, she did.
Like,
what?
Lost
she
my
did
mind.
Did you test
lately
that, or are you just saying?
No,
that?
I'm so forgetful. Like,
really?
When I'm at work, it's like so hard to like focus on different things. I have to like put so much energy into one thing, and then I get home and I can't do anything.
Dude, pregnancy brain is so real, dude.
Really?
It's crazy. It's nuts.
I'm like, wait, you forgot what you said, but you were going to do when you said it 2 seconds ago? You're like,
yeah. Well, that's me. He's
bad.
Been dealing with me his whole life, so he's ready.
Yeah.
He's been training.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Because
Roy's like, oh, you think like me now.
Yeah, she's like me now. Yeah, that's the way I think. Like, wait, I would.
It's crazy.
Why are you doing something that I would do right now?
Yeah. And I do it all the time.
Yeah.
Because I used to be like, so I would remember everything. I like have so much control over my thoughts.
Yeah.
Nothing. Nothing's there.
What about, she has my genes, that's why.
Yeah.
So part of my genes are in her now.
I know.
Yeah.
It's eating my brain cells.
So you're like technically more Filipino than you were.
Yeah.
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 It's now like you're 200%. Extra Filipino.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what about driving? Because like when I'm driving, probably not exaggerating, 70% of the time I miss a turn where it doesn't matter where I'm going. 70% of the time I'm going to miss a turn and I'm going to add a minute or two to my trip. Does that happen to you? You miss more turns now?
I think not as much. I think I put so much effort into driving because I drive so much for work.
Yeah.
And I'm trying so hard to be safe. So that might be why like I use all that mental energy when I'm, because I drive like sometimes 3 hours a day.
Round trip.
Oh, okay. So sometimes I'll get to work and then all my brain energy is gone.
Yeah, dude. When you leave for work in the morning, because every morning I like make her breakfast and then pack her car with like her backpack and lunchbox and then watch her drive away. As soon as she drives away from the driveway and leaves, I'm like,
she goes the wrong way.
No, I always just get worried. I'm like, oh, just please drive safe.
Yeah.
It's a long drive. And you're
remember the one time I was backing out and then I think I stopped to like, because I listened to you guys' podcast on the way to work and I think I was changing something on my phone and I backed out halfway and then I was kind of already through the gate and then it started to close. And then Roy's like yelling, saying, I couldn't hear him. And I thought he's saying, have a good day, have a good day. And I'm like, oh, that's so sweet.
He's like, have a good day, have a good day.
But he's like, the gate.
The gate was like about to run over. I'm like,
does it not stop?
No, you were like about to hit it.
Yeah,
it was like
I almost
her
hit
car
it.
Was this, the gate was this. It was like that already.
It almost hit my car.
Okay.
Yeah. But I didn't know. I had no urgency because I couldn't hear him.
But with that is what stopped you from hitting it? Is him like being, hey.
Yep.
Nice. I think I also got lucky because it was getting close and Roy freaked out, but then it stopped.
Okay. Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah. It sounded, the gate probably was like, oh, you heard Roy.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. Anyways.
That was pretty
bad. I get worried, so.
Another thing I saw was... So I talked to, like, I've always wanted to be a dad, so I'm always talking to people. If I find out they're a dad, I'm like, oh, even my Uber driver, like, I'm all about it. So I'll be like, oh, what? How many kids you have? What? You have grandkids? And then I'm like, yeah, I don't think I'm going to have grandkids. And he's like, why? I was like, I'm just older. And, like, if I have a kid at, like, in my late 30s or, like, me, hopefully not, but 40, then, like, and then my kid's going to, like, I'll be a grandfather, but not a great-great-grandfather. I don't know. And so that always makes me sad. I don't like talking about that. But a common theme is when the amount of kids they have, I'm like, oh, do you want another one or how many did you have? And they always say it depends on how their partner reacts to pregnancy, because if they like it, then they want to do it again. If they don't, then they have one kid, or if they might push it and have two. But so how? So what do you think you fall under? Are you enjoying it? You don't like it? You're like, oh my God, this is a miracle. Or you're like, oh, I'm not. I'm done with this.
I think it's cool. I haven't given birth yet. I feel like that's going to be the most intense.
I heard that's a big part of pregnancy.
Yeah. So we'll see how I fare with that.
Yeah, but do have to say you're doing really well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, you were glowing. You were glowing like all your pregnancy. And
thanks.
I don't know when the due date is, but
yeah, you do.
Me neither.
I do.
You know.
I know when it is.
I don't know.
Why would we tell the world?
Let's talk about the due date. So what? When is that? When are you gonna announce it at some point? Or are you just gonna wait till it's over? Or?
Honestly, we didn't want to announce the baby in general.
That's hard to hide.
Yeah, it's really hard to hide. So we're like, we just gotta do it. Who knows? Maybe brands will work with us or something. Pay for the kids' college.
And then, so I have pregnancy brain. I feel like it's contagious. Is it contagious?
I don't know. We just want to reveal. I feel like we already exposed our baby's privacy. So might as well hide something that we can, which is due date, right?
Yeah.
So due date.
It's different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we just didn't want the pressure of like announcing and then everyone just like eyes are on you early on. So we wanted to wait.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, we wanted to share it, but then I think we'll just keep parts to ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you've already announced the gender.
Yeah.
And then what about the name? Are you going to not announce that at all? Are you going to do it at the baby shower? Are you going to do it in a video? Or how's that going to, or are you going to wait till
you know the name Baby Guava?
Baby Guava.
Oh, Baby Guava.
Yeah. Blessica,
BG,
remember?
A little BG,
Blessica.
Yeah.
Baby Blessica. Shout outs to Blessicas out there. Beautiful name. Lovely name. Nothing bad about it. I'm just like, well, that's a cool. It's number it's one cool, in Philippines.
Yeah. I've never heard it until you said that.
Yeah, me too.
That's crazy. It's number one in Philippines.
Yeah, I know.
So what's the plans with that? You're not going to announce the name until...
I mean, to our friends. Yeah, not the world.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Even after birth?
After birth, we'll like tell people that we know, but then we probably won't announce it to
the world
if we can help it.
Yeah,
yeah.
If they know, they know.
That's it. They know, they know.
Like, hey, this is our baby. Her name is Blessica.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
It's like if they know, they know.
Yeah. Okay.
Because baby Guava is also cute too.
Because I'm gonna be like, come here. And then I'll say the name in a story or something. No. Okay, and then that's cute. And then so. When are you going to announce it? Like, when am I going to know is the question. I was going to say, when you announce to your friends, when am I going to know the name?
Probably after she's born.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it's not baby shower is not going to be announced?
No.
Yeah.
Dang it. That's what I was hoping for.
No,
it's hard with like names too, because we're not sure if it's going to be the one that sticks. And then we also, it's tough to share because you just initially the people will just tell you their first impression of it, like not purposely.
Yeah, yeah.
They'll
you
share
can see it on their face.
Face, or they'll they're be like, "Oh, I know someone named that, and I don't like them." And it's just awkward.
There are a lot of names where I would never name my kid that because it reminds me of somebody I know.
Yeah,
I don't know. Mm-hmm. No way.
Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like, you know, even though they don't mean to, it's just kind of like, really, dude.
Is it common? Can you say that? I mean, whatever you have planned right now.
No,
it's not.
Mm-mm.
Do you know one?
No.
Neither of you know one?
Oh, I know one.
You know one?
I know one.
Do I know one? Probably not.
I think so.
No, you would. You would know of one.
Oh, I've heard of one.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I always like those names. Like Alex, I'm like, I like Alex, but I'm like, there's so many Alexes. And I remember when Andrew was like 5 and we were taking him to school the first time and he came home and he said, this other kid said his name is Andrew. And I was like, Andrew, there's other Andrews. And he's like, no, I'm Andrew. And he was very confused. He was trying to process it because I guess he just never met another Andrew. And he did not like
that. He wanted to be the only Andrew.
He's like, I'm Andrew.
Poor baby.
Yeah. Aww. And that's like when I got him his dog. We were thinking of names and my dad was like, what about Pogi? And he's like, I'm Pogi, because my dad always called him Pogi growing up. So I was like, Andrew, you know I was Pogi before you were Pogi. And he's like, what? And Aaron is like, me too. And Andrew's like, what?
So Aaron had to see it be passed down twice. Yeah. He's like, wow, you really didn't mean it by the time I got to Andrew.
Dang, dude.
So we're not gonna give away the name at all, but is there a meaning behind it or you just like the name?
I kind of just liked it.
Have you looked up the definition of it?
Yeah, afterwards.
And do you like that? Because you chose a name and then you looked at the definition, you're like, thank God, it's a good one.
It makes sense.
Okay.
It makes sense.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it makes sense. I don't think my dad, because we kind of warmed him up to it. He didn't really like it. And then
I feel like your dad's going to be the one to let it slip if somebody's going to let it slip.
I think my dad's not going to use a name at all. I think he's, because he has his own name that he thought of.
Yeah, he's like, you should name her.
Can we say that one or no?
Yeah, you can.
Wait. I want to guess it.
Okay, I guess.
I don't think you're going to guess it.
This is her dad.
Because my dad thought of it.
Is it super uncommon?
Yeah.
Do you guys know one?
Nope.
Oh, then I won't. What's the start with then?
R.
R?
Yeah, this is her dad, my father-in-law's recommendation for our daughter.
Rainbow.
Oh no. That's cute though.
That'd be a kind of cool name, yeah.
It's really
random.
And
then Rain for short.
That'd be cute.
Rain
is a cute name.
I don't know. Okay, just what is it then?
It's Rixa.
Rixa.
See? Your face.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why we don't want to tell names.
Rixa. I know. He like said it and then he, because it means wealth.
Yeah.
Apparently.
In Philippines?
I don't know. I don't know in what.
Something. It means wealth in a country.
Yeah. Like my face was like trying to think, do I know a Rixa? Not like, ew, Rixa.
It also sounds like erection.
Yeah. Okay.
We don't want to like. You want to like bully-proof the name too.
Yeah. For sure.
You don't want to do like Chester the Molester or,
You have a middle name already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then you can't tell that one either.
No.
Yeah, that's probably not.
Yeah.
Do they go together?
I hope so.
Yeah. They glow. So.
It's a panendrum. Panendrum?
No, it's not.
Panendrum.
It's not.
No, the a last palindrum? 5 letters. Our palette. You'll understand.
I think. Okay.
Who knows? We'll you know, it might change.
Middle name's common?
No.
No.
Oh wow. So, 2 unique names?
Yeah. A lot of people that I know I've been talking to, their first questions and second questions are, do you know gender? Do you have names?
Yeah.
And then when I say, how did you, you know, discover the name of your child? Mm-hmm. Was it like, did you have a list?
Yeah, how did you?
Surprisingly, 70% of them had a list, but they changed it in the like the last minute.
Yeah, I see a lot like where like when they're born, they just see them and there's like, oh no, this is a this name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like they had a name like,
yeah, like change like, it.
For real, for real, like this is it. Looked at her. And it changed it completely.
Which name do you like better, the middle or the first? Because what if they want to go by their middle name? Because I know a lot of people.
They're both
go
great.
Yeah. Oh, they're both great.
Yeah. They both work.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
So, yeah.
I want to know just as bad as you do. I know. Trust me.
Not the eye contact with the camera.
Let's go, Rickso.
The thing is, my dad gave it. It's a cool name. It's cool. Just like it didn't fit.
Yeah.
But then before he left back to the Philippines, because they only stay here like a few months out of the year, he wrote it on a sticky note and left it on our fridge.
So we see Rickso and then
wealth under it.
Under it.
Wealth. And then, so I feel like no matter what we name our daughter, he is going to call her Rickso.
Yeah.
So
wealth is better than rich. Because like wealth means like happy, like you're doing well in life. You're like wealth, rich is just money.
Yeah. They're coming back the next month.
So so how's that working? Are they gonna come back to help for like for like a year or something or what?
I guess we'll see how it works out. Because
we'll see how much they love the baby, I guess.
No, I feel like they'll be there.
Rickson, they'll stay longer.
Yeah, they stay forever.
Next to you.
We'll see. I don't know. I don't. My parents are like, they've been retired for so long. They have their own lives in the Philippines. Yeah. They're like teenagers.
Dude. Yeah, dude.
It's hard to like wrangle them. Like my mom's always going out with her friends. Even here, she gets picked up by random people.
Yeah. My mom too. Yeah. I don't know how they do that.
I don't know. They're so popular.
Yeah. And our boy goes tennising every morning, which is great. Dude.
Yeah.
I'm like, dang, you guys are tennis and the humidity in the Philippines in the summer? You're crazy.
They're so social. So I don't know if they want to completely give up their social lives.
Mm-hmm. But they have family here, too. We'll
they do.
Yeah,
when they do they come, do. They come for a while.
They come for a while.
Yeah. I don't know how that works, though. Like, I should ask Tim when he gets here about, like, parents and, like, what their moves are. Do they, like, move and, like, help take care? Because it's part of their blood, right?
Some do if they're able.
Yeah.
Like, my parents could because they're retired.
Yeah.
But then, I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to have help. But my parents are, they're older. Like, they had me when they were, like, 40. So they're getting, it might get strenuous after some time, like, running around, taking care of a baby and all that. Might get tiring.
Mm-hmm. So how's the, so you're not gonna like reveal the name or the like not gonna post pictures or anything or videos, right?
No.
So like, is that, how long is that until they're like, because like when did we start getting all over the internet? Like 14?
Like 13, 14.
So around that age, you'll let them decide if what they want to do, or are you still gonna be like no Instagram for like them? Because like, nowadays, like kids get phones at like 8 years
old.
Yeah,
I know.
So like, are you gonna be like no social media? Is that as of now? You'll probably
take. I don't know. We'll see.
I don't know. I feel like social media. It's probably inevitable.
At some point,
you can't stop it forever.
Yeah,
we'll just do whatever it takes as long as we can, and if the conversation comes up, then we'll kind of like figure it out.
Yeah, because even if they like start playing like whatever kids play in the future, but like Fortnite, hey, don't use your real name and like stuff like that.
Online safety, which we didn't have when we were kids because it was so new.
Like meat spins and two girls one cup. That's crazy.
Yeah, all of that. Or even like what is that one game, that one game that everyone plays? It's basically like a chat room but like with avatars.
Club Penguin.
Yeah, it looks innocent, but
didn't it have like a big like info, something happened like where all the info leaked or something?
I
think, I think so. I don't know.
Oh my god,
I think there's so many of those.
Pretty unregulated. You just, if you were in this wrong place with the wrong person, like there could be someone creepy there.
Oh yeah,
you just never know.
Yeah,
it's so hard because we're just so like our lives are online.
Okay, real quick, I used to play this game, it triggered a memory. It's on cartoonnetwork.com. it's like a card game. It's called Cartoon Orbits. Anyone?
No. But I do just remember going to CartoonNetwork.com. It was like the only place to go play games.
Okay. People listening or watching, Please tell me you've played Cartoon Orbits. I think it's called Cartoon Orbits.
And what happened? They fight each other or something?
Yeah, you just get cards and then each little... It's not even a card. It's a circle.
Yeah.
And then each circle fights another circle. Let's say you have like... the strongest one is like Super Monkey from Dexter's Lab.
Yeah.
The monkey. Yeah. The little monkey dude. Yeah. I don't know. And then Ed, Ed, and Eddie was a good card.
I wasn't... Billy and Mandy on there too.
Yes.
Oh, maybe I did play.
Yes. Yeah. Is it triggering memory?
I think it did. I didn't remember the name.
You guys played together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. Yeah. That's crazy.
It's
yeah.
a circle, and they have like little numbers on the side.
That's yeah. It. I think. So. I think
okay.
I remember.
Okay. Cool.
That's crazy. Let me think. So, if I'm thinking like my start on social media or anything like that, it was probably the first thing. I think it was AOL Messenger. Is where I first like was like messaging people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the second thing was probably Zanga.
You can message in Zanga?
No, but it's like social media.
You can like, you can like comment like and stuff. Yeah. On, like,
and then
post,
after
right?
that was MySpace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then after that was probably Facebook. Yeah. Yeah. And then
Instagram.
And I think like then Snapchat. I never really got into Snapchat or Twitter or there's other ones.
Yeah, there's a lot. Right.
Yeah, there's so many.
But I don't know. We'll see. I mean, times have changed. I mean, that's probably the same for our parents. They're like, oh, man, there's a lot of new things happening. How are we going to deal with it?
Yeah.
We just kind of dealt with it.
Yeah.
It
especially by the time they're 10, it's going to be, I bet all the things we use now are going to be gone. It's going to be like triple the amount of new things.
Yeah. We're not going to know how to use anything that they're like
using. Yeah. Kind of go as you go, you know?
Yeah.
If we see social media is, you know, making them negative.
Yeah.
And, or kind of like making them like it's not doing good to them, then maybe we'll adjust from there. I don't know. Parenting is interesting.
Yeah.
I have no idea what we're going to do. It's like so... We're open-minded. We can't shelter them forever. And I don't know if we should.
Yeah.
You know, like, itchy. Let them expose... Ew. What are you going to do? Put that in your nose?
Oh, let's take a break. He has to clear his nose. He has to clear his nose.
Ew.
I think I'm going to delete X off my phone.
Is it just useless?
You still use
it's
it?
Just all negative. I just look at it sometimes just for updates, but everything is just negative. They're just talking bad about somebody, the left or the right or this or that. It's just somebody talking about something they don't like. Just all the time. And I'm like, you know what? Like I feel like it's not beneficial. It doesn't help with our job. It doesn't do anything.
Yeah. It just changes your mood.
Yeah. That's just it. Like it makes you just like just
I just
defensive.
Use it. I use it for fantasy football tips. That's it.
Yeah.
I use it to check if there's
an earthquake.
If it doesn't
serve you or help you, get rid of it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I feel like it's just dumb.
Speaking of get rid, this someone put an offer in the office.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So let's
is it
just,
what you wanted?
Let's hope.
Nope. But I just want to get rid of it, you know, at this point.
I feel like
it's
everybody.
It's been nine months, bro.
Everybody I talk to, they never sell their house or their office or whatever for what they, you just always put a certain price. It's a little bit more than what you think you can get.
Yeah.
And it's never even what you thought you could get. It's always something less. And then people always settle.
Mm-hmm.
We got lucky with our old house, though.
Yeah, old house in Burbank.
There was like a bidding war for it.
People, bidding wars are good,
Yeah, bidding wars are great.
But we were expecting it to not be as good for this building because we've never sold like a commercial building.
It's harder.
Yeah, it's so hard.
Yeah.
The whole real estate for that is
so it's still stupid. So it so you have an offer, so you're going back and forth, and then once you agree,
we already agreed.
Oh, okay.
We already countered like four times.
Okay.
And then we just agreed.
And
to
then
the
did
price.
It change at all? Did they go up a little bit?
It did.
Okay, good.
A little bit, which is great.
Yeah. And then that's now good. It's just going into escrow.
It's in escrow right now.
And that how long does that last again? Like a few months?
No,
it's different for commercial buildings.
It was supposed to be like usually like 90 days.
Yeah.
But we changed like yo. We're going down in price. Let's just do it 50 days.
Yeah.
So it's 50 days.
So it's official. In 50 days, this is gone.
Maybe.
Hopefully, if everything turns right.
I mean, because they still have to like go through financial stuff and making sure that they can finance this building.
Yeah.
Like that's what happened last time.
Yeah, the other offer backed out like mid-escrow.
And what was the reason for it?
Taxes.
They couldn't finance.
Okay.
Like
What does that mean? You have to start... this is the only room that you have to get rid of stuff in? Everything else is good to go?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm already looking at this to take home, all this.
You got to take the duck down?
The duck will stay, but I'll take all these things.
Which one, the
all
books?
All these books.
Oh, yeah, you're taking my hair, my old hair?
No, you have your hair here?
Yeah.
Right there.
His old hair is right there when he cut it. Next to the books.
That's
next
disgusting.
To the books. It's cool. Okay. It smells weird, though.
Wait, did they say they want to keep the duck? Did they come? They came and look at it.
They came to look. I mean, I'm just going to get rid of everything.
Yeah, just, oh, okay, okay, okay.
We'll
okay.
see during inspections what they say, but the other inspections went well the first time we were in escrow, so I think it'll be fine.
Yeah.
But I think we'll just take all the furniture out, and then they're probably going to redesign it anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can't
yeah.
say who it is, but it doesn't fit their style.
It's yeah. a known person?
Yeah.
yeah. yeah.
Oh, just like the last one?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can tell you
after. We'll tell you after.
Yeah, tell me after.
Yeah.
That's cool. So what are we going to do?
What do you mean?
Like with the podcast.
I don't know. It's film at a house.
Okay.
I feel like people like low key.
Yeah, I'm
like
down
living
this.
Room style. This is who I am. People like the old, like,
yeah,
regular
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Even if you're doing a garage, people would still watch it.
I'm down anywhere. Yeah.
We have space in the theater. Like he created like a mini studio. Like
oh, for the streaming room. You don't stream.
Yeah, in his stream room.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You guys can find something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll you can just, use my set.
Dang, so it could be less than 2 months and this place is gone.
Please.
I hope so.
Please, bro.
I hope so.
I pay so much, bro. I pay $12,000 a month here.
Dang.
And it's for 9 months. Bro, I gotta stop.
Yeah.
It's a hefty expense.
Yeah.
And we want to put it towards like getting like...
For the baby.
Baby
funds.
Like housing, maybe if his parents want to come out here.
Yeah. Oh, we talked
like,
about that.
Reinvesting it in like... more useful things since we don't really need an office space like this anymore.
How much of the office is paid off? Like half of it? A quarter of it? Third of it?
I don't know.
Oh, you probably should figure that out.
Yeah.
Just so you know. So you don't know how much you're going to be getting out of it.
We're
going to
get
it.
Something. I remember talking to my team. We're going to get some.
Okay.
Some.
Yeah. 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 Oh, good. Dang. I can't like... You told me who it was. I'm surprised they didn't just give you the price that you wanted and be like, okay, here, done.
I mean...
Why not?
They played it smart.
He's smart, too. Yeah.
They're playing it smart.
He probably would have been like, yeah, whatever, here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you gotta be smart. That's what we have done in the past, too.
Okay.
Maybe he did some...
You know that they probably have, like, a really good, like, broker or real estate agent.
True.
Who knows how to play the game, like how ours does.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're not gonna spend money where they don't need to.
Yeah. I definitely sold my house.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have settled for that, but I was just in a rush, so trying to get over here. So yeah, it's not definitely be smart. Make smart moves. Mm.
Yeah, yeah. No one wants to spend more money than they have to, no matter what their status is.
Yeah. Anyways, how's the baby right now?
Kicking.
Right now?
Yeah.
Do you was there a time where it was like, oh, I have an Audi now? Were you sleeping? You heard, and you're like, oh.
No, it's funny because I have like random pictures on my phone of like my belly button over time, because my belly button used to be really deep.
Did you do this just throughout your life or just during pregnancy?
Pregnancy. Oh, okay. Can you imagine throughout my life?
Like, this is my belly button at 10.
Yeah, just throughout pregnancy. It's because I was noticing it was starting to come out, and then it's like, I think I'm an Audi now, but not because my belly button was really deep, so I didn't think it would happen, but now it's like coming out and it's like uncomfortable. Yeah.
Why? How? Like, what? I can't even imagine
just
what that
would
feel like.
Imagine your belly button from the inside just being pushed out.
Like this.
All the time.
And it's not just like, oh, it's out now. It just feels like it's still being put. Oh, it's like being pushed out all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, just so like stretched out.
So it goes back in after pregnancies.
I hope so.
Oh,
yeah.
Huh. We'll see.
That's wild. But it was cool because the pictures were so funny. It's like the belly button would make different like faces. Like, you know how your mouth would like be like this sometimes?
Yeah.
The belly button would be like this.
And I had a different shape every day.
That's great. I've never seen so the strange. Like my belly button. I wouldn't say it's like super deep, but I don't know what the like very bottom looks like.
You should get an ear cleaner. You know, like one of those ear cleaner with the camera. You should.
Oh, have you done that?
No, but I feel like that would be very useful.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
What's your, you been craving anything?
Weird cravings?
Yeah, tell them about your cravings.
Yeah.
Like currently?
Just throughout.
What was the first thing you like actually craved?
Oh.
You gotta hear this.
American tacos.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, what's the difference?
One is more racist.
Taco Bell style.
Taco Bell style.
Like
what's hard tacos. Oh,
hard tacos?
Is American tacos? Is hard tacos?
Well, like the Taco Bell style with the ground beef, the sour cream, okay, the lettuce, tomato.
And then what's not American style?
Like the one you buy in like a...
Like not ground beef.
Like, yeah.
It's like, oh, the authentic meat. Like, yeah, Mexican like, tacos. Oh, yeah. I didn't crave those as much. I think I just wanted to be able to have some veggies in there also.
Yeah.
So like the tomatoes, lettuce with the, and I wanted the sour cream, which you don't always get in like the street tacos.
Yeah.
So it was random, but Roy would make that at home.
Yeah, I made it a lot.
What else?
That's really the main one, right?
Really?
There's nothing like weird.
There's no weird ones like peanut butter and pickles or something?
No, I haven't had weird ones. I had a lot of things that I didn't want to eat. Like eggs, no avocado, eggs, salmon. No avocado,
yeah.
Which what is that called again?
Aversions.
Aversions.
Aversions, yeah. Had a lot of that.
Eggs. What was it? Eggs?
Mm-hmm.
And what?
Avocado, salmon. Basically things that were good for me. I did not want
And those are things you liked before?
I used to eat like 2 hard-boiled eggs, like the egg whites, like 2 or 3 like every day.
And you think that's going to come back? Because
I hope so.
I heard it changes. Like after you're like, oh, so. Yeah, now I like this.
Oh, dude, I don't know if it'll come back. I hope so. But her spice tolerance in the beginning was stronger than mine.
Yeah, I was, eating crazy spicy because I couldn't stand the taste of a lot of stuff, but the spice kind of helped numb everything.
Yeah.
So I was eating like, I would eat sourdough. I guess this is a craving, but it's just what I could tolerate. A piece of sourdough toasted, then cream cheese, and then just Tabasco on top. Or then I would eat really spicy like ramen that would be sweating.
Is spice good? For like pregnancies, or is it like beneficial?
I was just eating what I could eat.
Oh,
yeah, but no, right now I can't tolerate it. Yeah. It went away.
Oh, you can't. No spice now.
Yeah,
no,
only in the beginning. It was weird.
What?
Like, it was really weird.
She was
weird.
Like eating like jalapenos and crazy stuff. Like, what? What are you doing?
I know, it was so strange. I guess I didn't even crave it. It's just what I could what I could tolerate.
Yeah, and I guess it helped you feel better, right? I guess mainly.
It just numbed my mouth that I didn't feel like it grossed me out.
True.
Because you know how spicy can kind of feel like a little bit, like wasabi kind of, well, you guys don't like wasabi.
Yeah, I hate it.
It kind of cleanses your palate and like feels like a little fresh in your mouth. That's kind of what it did for me.
Okay.
But you guys don't.
You were nauseous in the beginning? Yeah.
Yeah.
You threw up?
When I brushed my teeth.
Yeah, I remember that.
Brushing my teeth and I go.
I do that now. Like every time I brush my teeth.
But luckily, you didn't really throw up.
Oh, you didn't have much morning sickness? Just a little bit?
Well, I had a lot of nausea, but I have a lot of motion sickness already.
Yeah.
So I was kind of just used to it, and I knew what to do to avoid it. But I think I was fortunate because some women just, like, they have, like, they throw up everywhere, like projectile vomiting. Yeah. Like, they can't keep anything down. They lose weight because they just, they're so nauseous. Mm-hmm. So I'm thankful I didn't have that. But I was nauseous a lot, but I just kind of tried not to move.
Yeah.
And I think I was like hiding a lot during my first trimester. Cause I just was like,
yeah, you didn't see us for like 3 months.
Yeah.
Or see her for like 3 months.
Yeah.
And it was so hard cause I was trying to keep it a secret the whole time. I'm like, I know something you don't usually.
Yeah. I remember when we had Tim on the podcast and you said something like, oh yeah, so I'm gonna be a soon to be father, and then me and Tim were like, wait, what? And then you're like, no, in the future, and we're like, oh, we thought you were. And that was like, we were both like, oh,
yeah.
And then I didn't even think that. I just automatically was like, yeah, it was a mistake. There's no way.
Mm-hmm.
But that's crazy. That was probably the biggest slip. Now that I think back to it,
no, that wasn't a slip. I said it on purpose.
But
I don't think I was pregnant then.
Oh, you were?
You were. You were.
I was?
You were.
Yeah.
100% you were.
I think we had Tim on just like 3 months ago, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah. I just wanted to say.
Oh. I thought
that was before she was like, hey, or before you guys decided not to like tell people. Because you were just waiting for the initial whatever, three months you're supposed to wait.
Yeah.
And then, but then after that, you decided not to tell.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, hey.
What about your senses? Have you like had stronger smelling senses, like vision change, hearing change, anything?
Smell, yeah. I think I would go to the bath, or I not think I would go to the bathroom, and I'd be like, smells like mildewy, and then Roy would just search the whole thing, can't find anything, and then a couple of days later, he's like, oh yeah, it was like a wet shirt, like tucked in a corner of the bathroom that he could never like find, or he wouldn't have known if I didn't keep saying it, like something smells like bad.
Oh, that's crazy. So your smelling senses went up. And then, so taste changed, smelling senses changed. That's it?
Mm,
Forgetfulness.
Forgetfulness.
Yeah. I mean, she's just pregnancy brain. Honestly, right after this podcast, she's probably done for the day.
She's going to be like, get home and be like, hey, we're going to go do the podcast.
I might forget that I did it.
We already did it.
Yeah. I'm going to listen to this when I listen to it on like a Monday and be like, when did I do this?
Yeah. That's crazy. So you think you've listened to every podcast we've done? Because it's just, you just have such a long drive every day. Probably like, really?
Well, I noticed one time because I was driving away from work and then I rolled my window down. And I was like, your podcast isn't on Spotify yet. And then Roy's like, huh? And I'm like, yeah, I have to watch it on YouTube. It's going to drain my battery. So I'm paying attention.
Oh, that's cool. I bet you. So it's like you've just been there for hours and hours of conversation with me that you weren't even in. So that's probably weird.
Yeah.
You probably know a lot more about me than most people do.
Things that you're saying, she probably heard it in a previous episode.
Yeah. Yeah. You're probably like, all right, yeah, that was in episode 39.
Like, oh, maybe. Yeah. For sure.
If I remember.
Oh, true. She doesn't remember. You're in the clear. You're in the clear.
Alex probably forgot, and I probably forgot, and then you definitely don't remember them too. So it's like it never happened.
So, what's your favorite thing of me that now you're pregnant that has changed the past months during pregnancy?
Has there been anything that annoys you more that he does, or
no? I'm perfect. I have been a good boy.
No, I know, but there's little things that like, oh, it didn't bother you before, but now that you're pregnant and you're just like irritable, and then you're just like, why you eat so loud or stuff like that. Anything like, does he tap on tables and you didn't notice before, and now he's like, stop tapping?
I don't think so. Nothing? No, because he's been like really supportive. He's the second that we found out I was pregnant, he like. I think he started because my dad was still here. So he was watching like my dad, and like, I think he picked up because my dad knew he raised me. Right. Mm. So he like picked up on things that my dad would do to like take care of me. So like he's just been like taking care of like all the dishes and stuff. He's actually gotten so fast at dishes that when I'm not done eating, he's like putting things away. So when I get hungry, like I think he washed a pan 3 times yesterday.
Yeah.
But I kept getting hungry. So he had to keep like.
Making it, like,
yeah,
I was like,
what? Yeah, dude. I love you.
Yeah, except when you sleep though, because now I can't sleep that well, and he's sleeping, and I look at him, and I'm like, it must be nice to get a nice like full night's rest.
Wow, how dare you sleep through the night?
Hey, I told her though. Hey, if you're up and you need some company, wake up and be like, can you stay up with me?
Yeah.
I feel bad.
Have you done that yet?
Well, there was one night when he kind of woke up because he saw that I was awake, and then I just go, must be nice to, or it feels kind of lonely. I'm just awake. And he goes, oh, okay. And he went to sleep.
Yeah. I'm like, that's a good thought. You know, command me. If you set a command, I'd be like, I'm on it.
No, I feel bad. I don't want to take away from the sleep.
No, don't feel bad, dude.
I do the same thing.
I did this to you, bro. You know, the comments on TikTok said, yo, guava didn't pull out. I did that.
She got guava juice.
That's a crazy comment, bro. With the baby announcement on TikTok.
No,
like,
the funniest one is says guava releases juice.
Yeah.
Y'all are wild, dude.
That's another thing when we announced, because it went like pretty viral on TikTok, and then a lot of them were just so funny. But then seeing those comments, and then you click on the profile, it's like a 9-year-old, and I'm like,
I'm like, why are you saying stuff like that, bro?
Should you really be saying that,
like, bro? You got juice?
She got that guava juice. I'm like, oh my god. But it's funny though.
Yeah, dude. I feel like my daughter will. I think she's gonna be so cracked out, bro. I have a feeling it's going to be like crazy.
I feel like Ariel fits that definition.
My sister?
Cracked out, yeah.
Growing
up.
I feel like she might be.
Like she would be a miniature my sister.
Yeah.
I think so. She, the baby's already like kicking so much. Like,
oh, I'm excited because we have an appointment.
So what Roy really wants to do.
Yeah.
He wants to go to like those boutiques where they do ultrasounds. Like, so it's not like with your OB or like the maternal fetal medicine specialist. So they're just like ultrasound techs. So they, not just like they're techs there, and then they do scans, and they can give you extra photos.
What do you mean?
So they like do
like
ultrasound, kind of.
Yeah, photo booth.
It's like
for
the
baby.
Yeah, it's like an experience. So you can like get an extra view of your baby. They'll give you like pictures. They'll try to get, if you're there in a good position, they can get like the face of the baby.
Yeah.
But since
Yeah. So you gotta wait until
mm-hmm.
But that's crazy. I never even heard of that.
We wanna eventually. I'll show you, bro. Like when we get to that stage in the pregnancy,
my God. Just
something he really wants to do it. Because it's like extra pictures, because during your pregnancy, you don't always get like those photos. And you only get checked up on that like every few months.
Yeah.
So he wants that for like the experience and then getting the pictures. But they, if something's wrong, like they can't tell you because it's not, it's just like a, it's like a.
It's just. Yeah, pictures.
Yeah, like pictures, and there it's just for your, like your enjoyment and stuff. But
like more accurate.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, so they like digitally put it together to make it more clear.
And I feel like that's gonna be exactly what your baby's gonna look like.
Well, even like even when babies are born, they don't look like what they're gonna look like.
Like, yeah, they change.
It's like until like a few months later, they're like, oh, okay, now you look like a human.
Yeah, yeah. But at least you get to see what they will look like when they're born.
Yeah.
That way you can like dream about it and like, oh.
So what are babies born without? They don't have kneecaps. I know that.
They don't?
No, they don't have kneecaps for a long time.
Dang.
They like grow in.
Oh.
And then they have nails, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they have nails. I know they have a cone-shaped head when they're born, too.
Oh, yeah, because just, like...
You're being pushed out?
Yeah,
pushed
it's molded, out. But then it goes back.
Yeah.
And then, do they have, like...
They have eyes.
Eyelashes?
Yes.
Do they have vision right away? Like, dogs don't, right? For a long time, they're blind?
They can't... It's not, like, as clear. It's just blurry. I think everything's kind of just, like, what
I
is
think
that?
I did see something like that. It's, like, it shows, like, what they can see after, like, a week one, week two, week three. And it's, just, like, crazy blurry. Like, I couldn't even, like, see what the picture was that I was looking at until they were, like, a month old.
Yeah. You have to be, like, this close.
Yeah, yeah.
And it has to be, like, high contrast.
Yeah, so that's
like,
why it's just smell and touch and voice is what they know you from. Oh, that's crazy.
I've been trying to talk to the baby a lot so that she can recognize my voice.
Do you guys know if you were hairy babies? Because I've seen a hairy baby. And I was like, whoa, his shoulders and like
that.
It was covered in hair. I was like, what? And then it went away. But I just didn't know. I was young when I found that out, because I went to like a family member or a cousin or something, had a baby. And we went to the hospital after. And I was like, that's a hairy baby. My dad's like, don't say that. Don't say that. It's just common. It's very common. But I wasn't a hairy baby.
No, neither was I. You're not even hairy, dude.
Yeah.
Like, but, in the body hairy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have much
heat. Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like...
No, I'm not even hairy.
There's
either.
This, like, anecdote that if you have a lot of reflux, so, like, heartburn and stuff, that you're going to have a hairy baby. And then I've been having a lot of that. So I'm hoping... And then Roy has a lot of hair. I have a lot of hair on my head. So I don't know, maybe the baby will have a lot of hair.
There's an antidote for reflux?
It's not proven, but it's kind of like how they say if you carry a certain way, you might have a boy or girl. One of those.
Where do you get the antidote?
My cousin was telling me.
Oh,
yeah.
So at this point in your pregnancy, do you think that you're going to go for number two within a year of the birth?
Oh, not within a year.
Oh, yeah?
No, that might be too much. Yeah. Maybe a little bit longer.
No, I mean not...
Maybe
not,
like a year
like,
one
not,
day.
No.
I mean, not a year apart. I mean, would you start trying again after 1 year? Like, not will you have another baby by 1 year? Because Aaron was only 13 months, so that means my mom was only 4 months, and then I was in the oven.
I think at least 2 years.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to play it by ear because also we're in our 30s.
Yeah.
We can only wait so long.
Yeah. Well, if you have Aaron right now, then that means you would skip me and go to Mariah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. So you would be missing out on
what's
me.
What's the age distance?
Because I think Mariah is 1 year younger than me. Or no, 2 years younger than me. Aaron is 1 year older than me.
So she's 3 years from Aaron.
I believe so, yeah.
Mm.
What would you do?
If
Alexis can.
It just depends on, it depends on how she takes the first pregnancy, but I'd like to knock them both out. And then we can decide on the third one what we want to do, if we even want to have a third one or whatever. But like, I'd be like, let's just, and the second one's easier, right? Isn't that what they say? Your body went through it, so it, like muscle memory.
You're more likely to get pregnant again the second
time. You're higher fertility, but I feel like your body handles it better the second time because you already went through it. It's like when I go for a fight, and then my second fight will be easier because I know what I'm going to go through. I know what the camp's going to be like.
Mm.
I think it depends. I feel like it might be easier for me because I would know what I went through. But then there are some women or people who have it harder getting pregnant again, or they had a lot of complications the first time. So I think it just depends on the person.
You're so cool.
Why?
I don't know.
Okay.
Is she glowing? She's glowing.
Okay, thank you.
Is there a certain time in pregnancy where people glow more, or is it like just throughout, or is it like at the very beginning, or is it like in the middle, or you guys don't know?
I didn't feel like I was glowing in my first trimester. I was breaking out a lot. I was really miserable.
Yeah, maybe when she'll hit her second trimester, she'll start glowing more.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I think so. But at night, though, oof, you light up the room, girl.
At night, I can't. I got to sleep. Oh, the sleeping mask.
I'm like, bro, turn it off. I need melatonin. Yeah. How was the baby moon?
It was fun.
Oh, yeah.
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 What do you guys do? Skydiving?
No.
Yeah, skydiving.
Yeah. No, honestly, though, how was the baby rafting moon?
I was sad I couldn't have Poke.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, really sad.
She wanted Poke the whole
time.
Yeah. Dang.
But I told you beforehand, like, we were going to Hawaii. You're not going to have Poke. You're like, it's fine. Why'd you say that?
I don't know. I didn't know any better.
Do you wish you would have gone somewhere else?
No, well, I think it was fine.
Every time I go somewhere, it has to be tropical. Like, why would I go to another city?
Sorry. Oh, are you okay?
Yeah. That happens,
yeah.
Let me punch you.
No, it's okay.
Check her soft spot. Is it okay?
Here.
It's fine. It's okay.
That is, I've hit that a couple times too. It sucks.
I just had a feeling I would hit it when I sat down. I was like, uh-oh. No.
It's okay. There you go.
Okay.
What age can we, I guess we can't. I was going to say, what age is your daughter going to be on the podcast? Like, to talk. I guess it won't be until like late.
13, yo.
13?
Yeah, dude.
I'm like, hey, how's 13 going? She's like, oh, it's good.
It's good.
So like, yeah, I waited 13 years to be on this podcast.
13 years? Let me tell you this. Alex, you're an old head.
We'll see. I don't know. Because people have been asking us that, but we're in such a unique position that...
Asking you when your daughter's going to be on the podcast?
Or like when, if we're going to put her like in content or how we're going to handle that. So I don't even know, because when we announced, we didn't think that it would get that much attention, and then when it did, I was like, oh, this is a little scary.
I think the beginning, like, if you did do that, it would be like, oh my gosh, but then it would die off so fast. It'd be like,
hopefully.
Like, there you go. So I don't know. Well, if you ask me, with our kids one day, I don't think we're ever gonna make them like spotlight them, but they're probably going to be in videos. They're like just in the background, or be like, what's up guys, today we're gonna go get a new bike or something. I don't know, like, I don't think we're gonna really stress about that. We're not gonna try to hide them, but we're not gonna make them all the content about them. So yeah, we'll probably make them an Instagram at 2 years old. And
get an email. Make sure you get the email.
No, but I do have a lot of friends that are having kids, and it's crazy, like, the brand deals and stuff they get. Like, with diapers, they're like, oh, this is my kid's favorite snack. And it really is their kid's favorite snack. And they get, like, $50,000 for that. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
And so, like, the kid's paying for themselves. And, like, they're going to – it's. I just think about their college, their first car. It's like, and, like – I feel like social media is so embedded in the world right now that it's going to be so hard. You can't walk on the street without having three cameras on you from something. It's going to be difficult, but I believe in you guys.
Yeah,
you'll figure it out.
It'll be good. I saw a post like, when you have a child, you start a business and put their name under that business.
Yeah.
You saw that? Did you see me that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that's pretty litty.
Yeah, because then, but I think you add them to your credit. So your good credit is building their credit. So by the time they're 18, they have like amazing credit and they haven't done anything. Yeah, stuff
you
like that.
You can do that?
Yeah. Oh, since the building is being sold, maybe we can do the LLC under her name and then leave the thing here. So, perfect the timing of everything sometimes blows my mind.
Yeah.
You know what I did the other day? And I think this is the reason why we got an offer for this building. I was telling Monette this. I bought a green wallet because green attracts wealth.
Mm.
2 days later, got an offer.
Mm.
2 days later, I got a freaking brand deal on TikTok.
I'm going to get a green wallet today.
You should, bro. Yep.
You should try it.
It's crazy.
Let us know if it works.
Make sure it's expensive too.
All right, I'm going to save up for a green wallet
today. There we go. I was like, because the material, I don't know. It's like a Chinese like thingy.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, I'm going to try it. Crazy.
Nice.
Crazy, bro.
It's crazy.
It happened. I got the wallet 3 days ago. 2 days later, brand deal. 2 days later, offer. That was crazy.
Nice.
Holy moly.
I'm going to do it.
You should.
You should.
All right. You know what? You need to get your wife home. She needs to rest.
You tired? Yeah. Well, you gotta wait because there's Tim coming out. Okay. You can sleep over there, though.
There's nowhere for me to sit. This is like the only sitting place.
Yeah. They got that green bench over there. That's all you got. All
right. Well, next episode, Tim Charanjashu.
Is that
I don't know what it is.
Tim C. Tim C is coming through. Tim, formerly known as Delegato, is coming through to give us fatherly advice for a soon-to-be father and a less close but also hopefully soon-to-be father as well.
Yeah, so last time he was here, I was going to be a father already, but he didn't want to know.
I didn't even know.
They didn't know. So he'll give advice. Anything you want to say to Tim?
Oh, yeah.
He'll be in the room, so he'll probably yell at
you. I might be sitting next to him because he's the only chair in the room.
Yeah, yeah, true. All right. Well, we'll see you guys. You probably won't see her until, like, the baby pops.
Oh, really?
I'll see them before.
No. The public.
Oh, them.
The public.
They might see me, like, maybe I'll put a few tiny plant rooms out before I go.
I'll see you at the baby shower. Too.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Okay.
So many times.
Yeah.
I'll be there.
Any words somewhere. Of advice for moms out there?
Oh, no, I don't know enough.
Or
I'm
like
sorry.
Pregnant women out there.
You got it, girl.
Just take care of your feet. I heard feet's a big thing. Your feet hurt.
They got bigger.
They did.
Size wise?
Yes.
How much? Half a size?
Full size.
A full size.
Yeah. It's like, dang. I mean, these don't even really fit.
Do they
me.
Shrink? Yeah. I heard they don't shrink back.
That I sucks. Don't wanna. I should stop buying new shoes.
Yeah.
My feet have been getting bigger.
Yeah, they don't shrink back after. That's. I don't know if you knew that. I don't want to be the bearer of bad news.
Wow. That's unfortunate.
No, it's good. You got more, you're sturdy.
I'll just fit into Roy's shoes then.
Yeah.
No, man. First you called her fat, now she got big feet.
No.
Okay. What's wrong with you, bro? What's wrong with you?
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.